The fourth episode of the brand new podcast. I'm in my car as always. Got the defroster going, which is making some noise, but I'm cold, so screw you. Hello, Philip. Philip, we're making a podcast right now.
Okay.
Well, Phil dressed up pretty nice today. What's it for?
Well, I'm dressing up for the band contest that the Sun Band has to go to.
Today, in honor of you, I wore black slacks and a nice shirt.
Thank you.
Yes, no problem. I don't think anyone else is doing it. I think Nick might. I don't know. But are you guys leaving, like, right after school?
We're leaving at 3. We get dismissed at 2.
See, what Philip is referring to is the concert band is going to a contest in Lima?
Yeah.
Lima, Ohio. No one knows where that is. Oh well. Okay, Phil. What?
We don't like them much anyways.
Yeah, people are kind of not very cool in Lima. There's a lot of crime there. Okay. Well, Phil, do you want to hear any music before we actually get started?
I'd like to hear Evil by Interpol.
Oh, yeah, that one with the weird show,
Weird puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing kind of freaks me out. The first time I saw the video, I couldn't hear the sound because it was in the cafeteria at lunch. So I was just looking at this puppet doing all these weird mouth things, and it was pretty exciting. Okay, so anyway, Interpol... And their song, Evil.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upwards, embracing me with two. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release. Anyway, great smile, sensitive to the fate. But hey, who's on trial?
Thanks, are they, like, are they a foreign band?
I think they're from Europe, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought so. Okay, anyway. So this morning, I was walking out the door, and my dad, out of nowhere, he's like, Zach, remember it's Friday. So I was like, Friday, what do I have to do on Friday? I thought he meant, like, I had to work or something. But no, he's like, you can't eat meat on Fridays, remember, it's Lent. So I was like, damn it, no sausage, darn. Because, you know, if you don't remember, it's not that bad. But then, if you blatantly just eat meat anyway, which I think I can get away with it because I've done it several times, but, I mean, you know, yeah, it's kind of a dumb thing to do. Isn't it, Phil? You don't do anything like
that,
do you?
No, I don't do anything like that. I eat meat as much as I want.
Because you're Protestant.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the rule came from. Hello. Hey, Grant, we're making a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
So it's pretty early.
My dad is complaining because it's too early. Yeah, that's why we need an hour and a half to go eat.
Oh. What, did you wake him up or something?
No, he woke me up.
Oh. He was just complaining because he had to wake you up early.
Yeah.
Go figure. Yeah, we like to leave a big cushion. We're probably going to McDonald's, which is where we go every time.
Every time.
That not meat thing is kind of bothering me, though. How can I not eat meat at McDonald's?
You just reminded Grant. Grant,
yeah. Well, I'm angry because my dad reminded me for apparently no reason except to ruin my McDonald's experience. Should we tell Reed too? He doesn't usually do it, does he?
He doesn't care, yeah.
I don't think so. Okay. Well, I suppose we could just play another song to fill time. Does anybody have any requests?
About Uptown Girl.
Okay, good enough. So, we just picked up Reed. Reed, we're making a podcast.
Say hi.
What?
He said, a fuck.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. You know, I was listening to the previous podcast that we made the other day. And probably one of the funniest things was when I said, I think we're going back in time. And you said, to the land of the lost. Rah! Man, you really got a kick out of that. You want to reenact that for us? Apparently not.
Hey, Clean Judy, why don't you just... My dad always says, hey, Clean Judy, you better stop jumping on that bed.
Well, man, he goes to this site on the internet and just has a bunch of lists of really stupid stuff. Like this one is a recipe for geese. First step, initiate cataclysmic explosion with infinitely dense matter. Wait 11 to 15 billion years. Geese.
That's pretty sweet.
And the other one is four ways in which my life is just like Pac-Man's.
Who?
Pac-Man. The ever-present wail of sirens, relentlessly pursued by ghosts. Four special pills keep ghosts at bay. Just eat some fruit.
Those are pretty good.
So the other night I was walking in the cold, and then somebody came up to me like, hey, aren't you that guy that we heard from the podcast? And I'm like, how'd you know? He's like, I know. And then I punched him and ran.
Yeah, I think that guy might have tried to talk to me too.
Star sucks.
God,
glad I'm not one.
You know, I crashed 5 web servers the other day because of how many people wanted to download this.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. They all went down. And then they tried to love the 20s. They tried to slap a fine
on
me.
It's an amazing decade. What can I say?
And I was like, yo, man, your bandwidth is free for everyone to use, even if I had to pay for it. And then they didn't like that, but they couldn't do anything about it because the free bandwidth clause of the Constitution.
Signed up for the ACT.
That's the second amendment.
They said I'll probably get a 37.
Really? Yeah. Well, speaking of crashing, Shaq crashed the boards the other night. Oh,
he broke his ankle.
Shaq broke his ankle?
Yeah, but he's faking. He still crashed the boards.
He's faking. Shaq can't get injured.
He is faking. He just needs some time alone.
Yeah, he's just letting all the little guys, you know, play their basketball.
Gas is 209.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, this is expensive.
I remember when gas was O-9. Why?
Does anybody want more music?
That wasn't until the Woodrow Wilson.
No.
Music. Anyone? Music.
No.
I was a riot when grass went up to 11.
Yeah, I've been plenty of fun talking about
nothing in general.
Yeah.
Everything in general.
This just in. Huey Long was shot. A sad day for Huey Long.
Who's Huey Long?
He's a sinner, you dumbass. Oh. He was shot. Bad day for him.
Yes, I suppose it was.
Logic.
Yeah. Well, Reed, you're the only one who hasn't chosen a song yet.
I chose Uptown Girl.
I'm choosing Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver? Isn't that kind of...
crappy?
Yes. I suppose we can hear that.
Do you have it?
I will have it. I'll just have to borrow it.
My mom's got it on record. I'll give it to you. You can burn it.
You know, I can actually do that. Just plug in the line outs into the computer.
You know, you can show it up.
Okay, well, anyway, what is it? Dreamweaver. That song's terrible.
I believe we can make it through the night.
Can't you choose something a little... How about some Ramones?
I think he wants Dreamweaver.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's Dreamweaver!
Fine!
Just close my eyes again.
aboard the dream weave a chain. Driver, take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
That was the completely pitiful Dreamweaver. Who's that by?
Gary Wright.
Gary Wright. Yeah, I don't really like that song very much.
Awesome! It's Dreamweaver. He's gonna weave a dream.
Okay, so anyway, we're getting to McDonald's right now, so what the hell are we doing? We're probably gonna park and get out. Maybe play another song while we're gone.
We're gonna get
food. All right, what do we want to hear right before we leave? Okay, I get to choose. Let's see.
Uptown Girls.
No, how about White Stripes?
Sorry.
We'll play Hypnotized by the White Stripes. Okay, bye.
You're the killer.
Okay, we're back from McDonald's.
My tum-tum is full.
I didn't eat meat. I had pancakes and a cinnamon roll.
I had pancakes.
It's some McDonald's employee.
Get in the trash.
Yeah. Why would you hit someone who's taking out the trash?
My tummy tum is full. Zach has to take a ride. Mr. Shimmer!
Wow.
It's heavy.
She was just like looking down, and then I honked, and then she kind of looked up with this.
She was reading a book or something.
Looked up with this wide eyed stare. Okay. Well,
Zach, I'd pay you money if one day you just stood up during your church service, walked up to the front, and yelled out,
"I'm gay!"
That'd be pretty funny, because...
See how they react. It's
cold. I'd give you $200.
We don't have church service.
I don't care. I don't really care.
Everybody stop. I'll settle this. It's a mass. And the church, their position on gay people is different now. It's not that gay people are going to burn in hell. It's just that they can't do it.
Yeah, otherwise they'll burn in hell.
Yeah. I'm not saying I agree with it.
And
you should, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want within, certain bounds.
Well, I'm not hearing anybody.
I think I said that one time. Yeah, there isn't anything
wrong with narcissism, I'd also pay you double if you did it while wearing a Speedo.
Bringing the total to zero.
Let's bring it back to the 1920s with this crazy tune, Wampada Pop 2.
I think we're going back in time to the land of the lost.
Rah!
Oh, I get a kick out of that.
Vic, you are going 35 miles per hour.
20
zone.
It's a
20
zone.
It's
25.
It's a
20 zone. 20 zone.
Is that
somebody 20 zone. 20 zone, bitch. 20 zone, bitch. Bitch, it's 20 zone, bitch. 25
zone.
Man, I'll be 25 zone. Maybe. Oh, man. What the fuck this, man? Bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's a lot of unnecessary.
I don't play this show.
Ass. Butts. Balls. Beach balls.
I like
walnuts and
coconuts.
Right turn!
Yeah!
Okay, we have
to, the light.
We have to have a serious discussion before we quit.
Okay. Right. How about the Chinese economy?
Okay, so I think...
Let's have a serious discussion about how all races are inferior to the white man.
It's the no-eared person.
Land of the lost.
Rawr! Did you think that was Gucci at first?
It looked kind of like Gucci, but it's just that crappy guy. Just that crappy guy. I don't know who that was. Okay, well, we really got nothing to say.
I have something to say.
Definitely say it.
Jack is having my baby. He doesn't actually have a...
Oh, you want to have a...
This new deal, huh? You're not so new to me. Seems like the government's trying to get involved in my affairs.
You want to have a daily Dukes of Hazzard trivia question?
Dukes of Hazzard trivia.
Okay, just go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and say the trivia. Go ahead and say the trivia. I think that was good. So do you have any trivia or not? Shut up! Alright, what's the trivia question?
The trivia question is... How many G's are there in Boss Hogg's last name? The correct answer is two.
Two?
H-O-G-G.
That's pretty extreme.
I thought there were three.
No.
Who's the one with three?
Nat King Cole?
Ben's old email address.
No, you're thinking of Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole's got three G's. N-A-T-G-G King Cole.
We're going around again.
Gucci Wucci!
Alright, we're going around again. I don't want to be close to him.
Gucci Wucci? Okay, so when we say Gooch, we're referring to this guy. He's pretty tall.
We renamed you Gooch.
He shaved his head. And he looks
like
a giant.
He dyed it pink and then shaved it.
Yeah, he dyed it pink. Then he shaved it off.
Okay, let's keep going. And I'm walking next to the Gooch.
Gooch, 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 Gooch. We're like a predator. We're like a predator circling. I don't know.
There's so many
What song are we playing? What song?
I'll request it this time.
What if it is cast with a quote from the 1920s?
What?
The only thing we have to fear is this roaring economy!
That kind of sounded like JFK.
Kind of sounded like, shut up. You're so
hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
the last song
we're here.
Play.
We're here. We're
don't
here.
Leave with this stuff.
It is called...
I want to get it at, like, 2:10.
How about...
How can I do that?
I'll leave one door open.
Okay.
Better hurry up, man. Time's running out.
Mixed Up or something by Chris Cross. It's one of their, like, all the songs sound the same, and they all involve, almost all of them involve mixing things up and crossing and stuff. So just pick a song from Chris Cross.
Chris Cross?
They're two little kids from the 90s who rapped and wore their clothes backwards.
Sweet. Yeah, he just left. We're not doing anything. Let's see. Instead of Something That Sucks by some sucky band named Crisscross, we're gonna have I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. Bye!
I believe in a thing called love. just step into the room in my hall. There's a chance we can make it now. But I'm looking till the sun goes down. I believe it.